he had the utilities turned off.
Yes.
Because the utilities weren't paid.
It was one thing after the other.
You gave him a bad check.
Yes, I did.
And then, if I believe you, you paid the next month late.
Yes.
And a landlord loses patience.
Did you receive the notice to vacate?
No.
Okay.
Her signature's on it, Your Honor.
Better take a look. It sure is.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Shante Jones is suing her former landlord, Michael Atchison, for an illegal eviction and destruction of property.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 176 on the calendar, the matter of Jones versus Atchison.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Ms. Jones, the defendant was your landlord for a period of time, and you claim an illegal eviction.
Yes.
That's what this is all about.
Yes.
When did you move in?
January 8th.
Do you have a lease?
Yes.
I'd like to take a look at it. And when did you move out?
Well, I never moved out.
Who did you live there with?
Me and my son.
When did the two of you no longer sleep
there
in the house?
On May 15th.
Did you pay January's rent?
Yes.
Did you pay that on the first of the month?
No, I moved in on the 8th. I paid it on the 8th.
So that was for January, $575.
Mm-hmm.
Did you pay February's rent?
Yes.
When?
February 14th.
So you paid that late?
Yes.
Did you pay March's rent?
Yes.
On what date?
February 16th. I was late.
I asked you whether you paid February's rent. You said yes.
Uh-huh.
I assume you have receipts or a check.
No.
No. Did you pay in check or cash?
Cash.
Then you had to have a receipt.
I would have. But he threw away everything that I had, including my receipts.
Did you pay April's rent?
Yes.
So you were responsible for $575. You have no proof that you paid March, April, or May's rent. You have any proof that you paid for the electricity?
I don't have any proof other than my text messages that I paid for anything. He threw everything I had away.
What I'd like you to explain to me, Ms. Jones, is mm-hmm. this. If you were paying your rent on time and you were paying for the electricity,
mm-hmm.
why would he evict you?
Why would he evict me?
Yeah. He's in the business of renting property.
Mm-hmm. I did not pay my rent on time. But I paid my rent every month.
Well, I want you to prove to me that you paid your rent in March, April, and May. That's your burden. I don't believe that you paid your rent March, April, and May, and I don't believe that you paid the electricity. There you go.
I do have taxes.
Because it doesn't make sense to me.
I do have taxes.
And I want you to show me your text from the landlord that says, I don't care whether you pay your rent and the electricity, but she says that you never paid. I'm evicting you. I would like you to show me that. I don't know what this means. I will be at the door this evening, Glenbeck. I should be back by 6. Are you the yellow?
Yes.
What does this have to do with rent? What does anything...
Okay, on one of them it tells
you... Just a second. I'm not reading all of them. Would you give this back to her? I want to see any proof
mm-hmm.
where he says, I got your rent March, April, and May, and you paid your electricity. Because he says you never
paid
the utilities.
Okay, I'm glad, but just so you know, your regularly monthly rent is due on the 7th. Of each month. I expect $575 on the 14th, or it is late. I will add a fee. The rest I will allow you to pay on the 30th.
So, does that say that you paid it?
It's going to keep going into the text.
So, what you're telling me is you don't have a text where he acknowledges that you paid anything for March, April, and May. Okay. So, you have nothing to show me. Believe me, you have nothing to show me in the texts.
It doesn't say on any of them about the remaining balance of the rent that I owe him?
No. If you can find it, you can find it.
Okay, this is... Okay. I can't find it.
How do you support yourself?
I work for a company called Risenberger.
So, you're paid by check?
Yes.
And if you're paid by check, that means you have a bank account where you have to deposit the check.
Uh-huh.
I want you to show me withdrawals anywhere between the 1st and the 14th of the months of March, April, and May where you took out $575. Bank statements where you took out that amount, $575. You wouldn't have it here.
No.
Okay, fine. Did you give him a bad check for the first month's rent?
Yeah, and I paid
it. Okay, just
You gave him a bad check.
Yes, I did.
And then, if I believe you, you paid the next month late.
In February?
Yes. You said you paid it late.
Yes.
And then you said you paid it in March, but you paid late.
Mm-hmm.
And you paid it in April, but you paid late.
Yes, ma'am.
So let me explain this to you. When you come to a court of equity, and if you're claiming, in this court anyway, an illegal eviction, because what you say was he had the utilities turned off.
Yes.
Because the utilities weren't paid.
I paid him.
All you have to do is show me. Did you lose your job in March?
Yes.
How did
I know
that?
But this is a different...
Just a second. Did you get another job right away?
Yes.
How much later did you get another job?
About 3 weeks.
So you didn't have a job for 3 weeks?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to go back to the fact that this is a court of equity. And right now you have no proof that you paid him his rent, as you should have, and that you paid the utilities, as you should have. Your complaint is that even though you didn't, because that's what you say in your complaint, he has to go through proper procedures to get you out. That's what your complaint is. So that's what you're suing him for, because he didn't go through the proper procedures to get you out for breaching the lease by not paying your rent and or on time and the utilities. And you say, well, that may be, but he didn't go through the proper procedure to do it. That's what your claim is. And what I'm saying to you is, here, you have to come with clean hands. And you have to say, I lived up to the terms of my lease. He had no right to, in effect, put me out. And I'm not going to help you.
Thank you.
I'm not going to help you. Landlord has the right to business. He has property. It's like you working for your company and they're saying, you know what? You're supposed to get paid on Friday. We're not going to pay you on Friday. And we're not going to pay you next Friday either. Mabel will pay you the third Friday. How long do you think you'd work for them?
For
not long. For the people that you work for.
But he knew what I was
just
going.
A second. I don't care what he knew. He has a business. Like you have a business. Your business is working. His business is renting his apartments. And when you rent his apartments and sign a document, that's the work. That's his work. It's the same as your work. You may view it as passive work. Well, it's not. He should know that I'm going through a hard time. I lost my job. I didn't have work for 3 weeks, whatever it was. It's like your employer, your company that you work for saying to you, you know what? We're supposed to have this much profit at the end of the week or at the end of the month. We had no profit. There was a snowstorm. Nobody came out and bought stuff so that therefore we're not paying you this week. We're sorry. You have to understand we would pay you if we made money. But we didn't make any money, so we're not paying you. Do you know what I mean? It's not fair. When you view his business the same as your business, it takes on a different kind of tone. When I say to you, how long would you work for your company if they didn't pay you for 3 weeks? Do you understand?
I do understand.
Great. Okay. Now, what months didn't she pay? Don't look. Listen.
Okay.
Don't look up here.
All right.
Don't look down there. Look at your... Look.
Thank you. Thank you. March, April, and May.
Do you have any proof of that?
What I have, Your Honor, is in March... I asked her to pay rent or quit.
And may I see that, please?
Yes, Your Honor.
Did you receive the notice to vacate?
No.
Her signature's on it, Your Honor.
I'm going to take a look. It sure is.
My signature.
Yes, your signature. I just compared it to the signature on the complaint. It's the same signature.
Can I see it?
Yeah, absolutely. See, your signature's on the bottom.
Yes. He gave me this to take to a place to help me pay my rent. But it wasn't for April.
Just a second. So he gave you this to take to a place to help you with your rent because you couldn't pay it.
Mm-hmm.
And did you go?
Yes.
And what happened?
By the time I went, I was already working. So I didn't want to take federal government's money and be working a job.
Okay. Now let me hear about the damages to the apartment. Make sure that I'm going to be sympathetic with the damages to the apartment.
All right. Well, you know, I'll do the best I can.
Do you have photographs?
Well, I do have some photographs.
That's all I'm
interested
in.
Some of them are of repairs because I had to fix it so fast.
Listen to me.
Yes, Your Honor.
You're a landlord, right?
Yes.
How many apartments do you have?
I have a 5-unit.
Great. If you go in and you want to allege damage, you take photographs so somebody like me can see it.
At that time?
You have a cell phone? Yes,
of
course. Everybody has a cell phone. That's what you take a picture with.
May I present what I have?
I just want you to show me.
Photos of damage.
Don't show me a whole bunch of things that I'm not going to be interested in, sir.
I will show you the ones you will be. I'll show you what you will be. I'm sure you'll be interested.
Fine. I'd like to take a look at it.
Let's do that. Here we go. Here we go.
Don't bore me.
No, ma'am. I will not. I wouldn't think of it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
When I came up the hill, Your Honor, the man began to stab my dog in the neck with his pocket knife. I tried to get even closer to see what I could do to the situation. That was when the man looked at me, raised his knife like this, and there was blood everywhere, and he says, "Stay away, get back."
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Shante Jones says former landlord Michael Atchison illegally evicted her and disposed of her belongings. Michael is countersuing for rent, utility bills, damages, and legal fees.
I have no idea what this is.
Well, allow me to explain. That's dirt on the walls for just a short period of living. That's what the stove looked like after we cleaned it twice, because she had cooked deep fried. And the next pictures you'll see are grease stains on the ceiling from all over the walls of the kitchen. And then there's a picture of the tub where she broke the hot water valve and did not inform me. And the water's leaking. You can actually see the water dripping.
I just want to ask you one question. Is this what the stove looked like when you moved in?
It wasn't new. It wasn't sparkling clean.
I didn't care what it was new. I am asking you if this is what the stove looked like when you moved in.
Almost, pretty much.
Okay. Do you have photographs before she moved in?
You know, I don't have those with me, Your Honor, but I do have is witnesses who can testify as the condition of the apartment.
You're a landlord. You have 5 units. This is what you do. Before you rent an apartment, you take photographs of the apartment, then you take photographs immediately thereafter. Say this is what it looked like before and this is what it looks like after. This is your business, correct? Act
yes.
Like a businessman.
Yes, ma'am.
Judgment for the defendant on the counterclaim in the amount of $1,725 for the rent you owe him. That's all. Your claim is dismissed.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Why is that excused? You may step out.
That I went and got a car to get to work to pay him.
That was a laundry list of excuses of not getting paid.
Never planned to move, never planned to not give him his money.
Pay period before she bought her car, she told me she went to go cash her paycheck at the bank.
He just decided on his own,
where she had overdrafted her account and they took her money.
She got a car and she didn't pay me my rent, so
it was just always something.
I'm gonna put her out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Perry versus Hallmark. Step forward.
Dwight and Sarah Perry are suing Wilson Hallmark for vet bills resulting from a dog attack in a park.
Mr. and Mrs. Perry, you have a dog. You were walking your dog on August 6th.
Yes.
And it is your claim that the defendant's dog attacked yours. You want your vet bills paid.
Yes.
The defendant says that you stabbed his dog. He's counterclaiming for his vet bills. What time of the day were you walking the dog?
It was around 6 o'clock p.m.
Where?
At a local lake park area.
Your dog on leash or off the leash?
It was on a leash.
What kind of dog do you have?
American Eskimo.
How much does it weigh?
14 pounds.
And you were at the same lake, sir?
Yes, Your Honor.
What were you doing there?
I was playing with my dog in the river.
So your dog was off leash?
No, ma'am. Not at the time that we were playing, he was on leash. He was alerted to something up the hill and...
Don't tell me what he was... Don't go into his mind.
Yes, ma'am.
Was your dog on the leash when you were playing with him in the river?
Yes, ma'am.
Did he ever come off leash?
He did, Your Honor.
Well, I'd like you to tell me how that happened.
He slipped his head out of the collar, pulled away from me. I was debilitated at the time.
Just a second. I got the drill from what you wrote here.
Yes, ma'am.
So he was off leash?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You weren't present?
I was in the bathroom when
you were in the bathroom. So you tell me what happens.
Yes, ma'am. I was waiting for Sarah outside the restroom with my dog on the leash. Then my dog started wrapping around my legs with the leash. Then all of a sudden, the dog came out of nowhere and clamped onto my dog. And I was yelling for help, and I was trying to...
What kind of dog do you have, Mr. Hallmark?
He was a pit bull mix, Your Honor.
How long have you had him?
I'd had him for a year at the time.
How old was he when you got him?
About a year.
So you got him as a rescue?
No, Your Honor. He was my ex-girlfriend's dog. We were living together at the time.
So when you broke up, you took the dog?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
My dog was stabbed in the neck.
Listen to me, sir. That's what happens when you don't keep control of your animal.
Your Honor, I had control of the animal.
Sir.
Until the...
Sir, I'm going to tell you something. I don't believe a word that comes out of your mouth.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Dwight and Sarah Perry claim Wilson Hallmark's dog attacked their dog in a park. Wilson is countersuing for vet bills, as well as lost wages and threats.
Now, where did the dog come from?
My girlfriend had had him since he was born.
How come she didn't keep the dog?
She could not take care of the dog after we separated. She couldn't take care of the dog any longer.
Okay, so Mr. Hallmark's dog came up, clamped around your dog, and?
Then Sarah came out of the restroom, and I was trying to pry the jaws off the dog, and Sarah jumped on the back of the dog, trying to choke it to let it go. And then the dog bucked her off. And
how big is your dog, Mr. Hallmark? How much does it weigh?
About 80 pounds, Your Honor.
Go ahead.
And then I was calling for help, and this gentleman stopped by, and he saw what we were doing.
Don't tell me what he saw.
Okay.
Just tell me what happened.
Okay. He took out a pocket knife and stabbed the dog in the neck, and he stabbed him twice, as far as I know, and the dog finally let go. And I grabbed the dog by the harness, and we put him in the restroom and shut the door. So,
is that where you found the dog, Mr. Hallmark, in the restroom?
No, Your Honor.
Where did you find the dog?
When I came up the hill, Your Honor, I heard some yelling, some screaming. I saw the man began to stab my dog in the neck with his pocket knife. I tried to get even closer to see what I could do to the situation. That was when the man looked at me. He raised his knife like this, and there was blood everywhere, and he says, "Stay away, get back."
Where did you get your dog from? Was the dog in the restroom?
Your Honor, I never got to the dog because the man with the knife was threatening me.
So somehow your dog got out of the restroom. How did your dog get out of the restroom?
I believe animal control or the sheriff's office would have done that.
So the dog remained in the restroom until animal control came?
Yes, ma'am.
Your Honor.
You don't know how the dog got out of the restroom is what I'm asking you. You said no.
Well, I don't even think that's so much the point as the fact that I
was threatened. I don't care what you think is the point. I don't actually care what you think is the point. I just asked you a question. I said, did you get the dog out of the restroom?
I was threatened,
The answer
Your Honor.
Is either, I don't care.
I was threatened with a knife.
I don't care. The answer is either yes or
I
no.
I did not get the dog out of the restroom.
So animal control did.
I do not know who got the dog out of the restroom.
Well, who took the dog to the vet?
Animal, no, I took the dog to the vet.
So if you took the dog to the vet, you must have gotten the dog at some point that day.
From animal control the next day.
Just a second. So animal control picked up the dog.
Apparently so, Your Honor.
Did you speak to the animal control people?
I did, Your Honor.
So that they told you where you would have to go to get your animal?
They told me my dog was going to be killed due to its wounds.
If they told you your dog was going to be killed, what did you go the next day for?
They wouldn't release him that day, Your Honor.
How do you know?
Because I called just as soon as I could to determine what had happened.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, can I see your vet bills, please? Do you have pictures of the dog?
Yes, ma'am. They're on and on.
Pictures of the injuries?
Yes, ma'am. She can slide if she likes.
How's the dog now?
He still has nightmares and he limps every now and then.
I don't know whether he has nightmares, but I would assume that he's here today.
Yes, Your Honor.
Where's your dog?
I gave him to a rancher.
When did you give it to a rancher?
Shortly after the incident.
Good.
Your Honor.
What?
Well, I would like to let you know that my dog was deemed need to be euthanized or whatever due to his wounds. And I would ask, was their dog ever deemed need to be euthanized or whatever? I mean,
what kind of ridiculousness
is
that?
My dog was stabbed in the neck.
Listen to me, sir. That's what happens when you don't keep control.
But that's why he got aggressive,
listen,
Your Honor.
Listen to me. That's what happens when you don't keep control of your animal.
Your Honor, I had control of the animal.
Sir.
Until the...
Sir, I'm going to tell you something. I don't believe a word that comes out of your mouth. I don't believe that you are in a lake with a dog on a leash.
Well, we were only
just
in
a second.
Deep water, Your
I
Honor.
Don't believe that we were... you were in a lake playing with your dog on the leash. That's where we come to our first lie.
No, Your Honor.
Because that doesn't make sense to me.
We were only in ankle-deep water, Your Honor.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $4,957. Your counterclaims dismissed. That's all.
Judge Judy, you may step out.
Thank you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. Some get clever.
That's the story. I'm sticking to it.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Others get hostile.
I'm going to tell you what.
Judge Judy gets the last word.
They don't keep me here because I'm gorgeous. They keep me here because I'm smart.
Hey.
He had driven off before the man ever pulled out the knife.
I witnessed my dog being stabbed in the neck and attacked.
He left the scene. He didn't try to help us. He walked 10 feet in front of me.
And I was threatened with a knife, and I ran.
And got in his truck and drove off.
Well, when a guy is, you know, waving a knife at you and there's blood everywhere, what would you do?
As I'm screaming, trying to call 911 for help.
I've had bad dealings with the police in the past, police brutality, etc. I do not trust the police.
I've never felt that fear before.
I do feel bad that their dog was attacked.
And that, I just feel like we probably saved some little kid's life that day.
But I do not think my dog would have attacked had he not been attacked first with a knife.
Because I felt like he was in attack mode because he came out of nowhere.